Brilliance Audio presents
Knee Deep in Paradise by Brett Butler, and I'm Brett Butler, and I'm going to read it. And this book is dedicated to my husband, Ken, whose faith, kindness, wit, brains, and humility prove that opposites attract. Surrendering an autobiography before the age of 40 is best left to geniuses or martyrs. Since geniuses are too busy and true martyrs never speak of it, that leaves celebrities. On the other hand, I always reckon that my life was interesting even before I amounted to anything. Unlike recollections that are privately sentimental, writing about one's life can be a perilous thing. It's tempting to describe a cloudy day, a sunny, or a confused soul as a cruel one. But 37 years of breathing somehow creates proportion, and truth ends up typing itself. Minimizing the outrageous or magnifying the mundane is not caprice on my part. Sometimes I just remembered things that way. All of it is important, and none of it is. If I had stopped where this book ends, around the age of 32, then the story would have been complete, ending well in that the author lived to tell it. However, it might have been harder to sell. Millions of people overcome adversity, but the act of survival does not require an audience. I'm only thankful that I didn't have one when I was doing it. When someone becomes famous, anything they stepped in along the way becomes part of their legend. I'm not naive enough to resent my colorful past or ashamed enough to deny it. The good news, to me, is that I started writing this years before I stumbled upon fame. Or it stumbled upon me. I haven't figured that out yet. When someone famous writes an autobiography, the very preciousness of the act begs for interference. Curious bystanders camp out at literal and figurative doors, and you worry that it can all be undone. But being coy did not make me famous. I am not leaving out what happened that got me here. My discovery is at the beginning of this...